Well, Children's Rights Commissioner Dr. Claire Ahmed has repeatedly stressed that access to nutritious school lunches is fundamental to our kids' well-being, learning, dignity and rights, making the ongoing debate about the government school lunch program a matter of significant public importance. And I thank you for joining us on the program again, Claire. Tēnā koe and a warm welcome. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi dao, ngā mihi kia koe me kia koutou katoa I tēnei wā o Matariki me Puanga ki te rangi.
Tēnā koe, too true, Claire. 3,000 people are expected up on the hill on Friday for the Hautapu. It'll be pretty awesome experience, I'm sure, for those who attend. The Auditor-General's report, Claire, is identifying serious shortcomings in the government school lunch program from a children's rights perspective. What impact do you think these failures are having on the tamariki who rely on these meals every day, Claire?
Well, this report is of great concern to me because the healthy school lunch program, it presents such a significant opportunity right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, for us to get this right. 200,000 school children a day, on average, are receiving this program. It's in around 1,000 schools across the motu. And what this report is showing us is that still there is significant opportunity to get this program right. And that is my key message to the government here. We must get this healthy school lunch program right, because I see it as a education, a health and a poverty reduction initiative all in one that presents such a significant opportunity for children's rights, and indeed to support the rights of children who need this program the most, including those who are living in material hardship, living in poverty. We don't want them to be struggling to engage in their learning. This program provides a way to ensure that that is not a struggle for them, but we've got to get it right. This report shows there's significant opportunity to improve things.
In the wider scheme of things, you know, the amount of savings were negligible considering, you could look at the 30 mil lost on an IT system with the Immigration Service as an example of lost money. So to save, I'm not even sure how much this Seymour-sponsored change is actually saving, you might know. Some have questioned whether the government should be funding school lunches at all, of course, but how would you respond to those critics? And what evidence is there that school meals actually make a meaningful difference to the kids' health or attendance and learning outcomes, Claire?
I think there was significant debate about the Healthy School Lunches program a few years back now, but I think what we have seen through this time is that there's general consensus now across our society that actually this is something really important that we do need to be providing to children, to tamariki here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Many other countries around the world provide school lunches each and every day. In fact, I've seen in many other countries they provide school lunches to all children in their countries. In terms of this program and what the Auditor General has found is that through the changes that were made to the program, yes, it has saved some money, but it has failed to be consistently providing nutritious, healthy food to the tamariki every day. And I think that should be of great concern to us. Research and evidence, both here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and internationally, clearly shows that when children are going hungry, it's really hard to learn and to be involved in education. And in fact, we can see in those studies that food insecurity for children, that means running out of food often or sometimes, it is connected to poorer educational outcomes, including lower school attendance, and also has poorer outcomes for health and well-being more broadly. So we've got to pay attention to that evidence. This school lunch program, it provides a golden opportunity for our country to be supporting children in tamariki better. And it's clear based on this report, there's significant opportunity for improvement in the program. I want to see every child who receives this healthy school lunch program receiving a consistent, nutritional, healthy school lunch each and every day.
There's some reports that many thousands of these lunches returned uneasy every day, which may be commentary by the kids on the quality of the Kai. And of course, you know, Attack the Messenger, David Seymour, seemingly has questioned the Auditor General's credibility. What do you make of that amidst this corridor about the nutritious value of the Kai and how important that is for so many?
At a time when we have such high rates of food insecurity and child poverty here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and we know that the experience of poverty and food insecurity is experienced in different ways across different groups. For example, 1 in 3 tamariki Māori are food insecure in Aotearoa, New Zealand. At a time when this is our reality, we've got to ensure that this healthy school lunch program is optimised. And what that means is that these have to be lunches that tamariki, that mokopuna actually want to eat. We don't want to see so much food waste occurring through this program. And I've sat with mokopuna in schools around the country who were receiving this program before the changes, after the changes. What I've heard consistently from tamariki mokopuna is the importance of this healthy school lunch program. And that for some of them, yeah, they're saying to me, oh, I don't really want to eat that lunch, you know, but I do need to be eating something healthy and nutritious at lunchtime because it does help me learn. So we've actually got to do better, I think, at listening to tamariki and mokopuna who are receiving this program to understand, is it working for them? What would work for them? And then we've got to ensure those high nutritional standards in each and every one of these lunches that is going out to tamariki and mokopuna, because to not do so is too big an opportunity for us to miss here. We've got to optimise this program. And in my view, children's rights and wellbeing must be the primary measure of success for this program.
Well, tēnā koe, we'd expect those political parties who are challenging for the right to govern would also prioritise it. So we look forward to policies that would reinstate the quality of Kai. Quite obviously, the tamariki are voting with their mouths by turning their backs on what many are describing as stodge, not good enough, and more needs to be done about it. The other, I guess, big issue that we've been discussing recently, Claire, I'd like a brief comment, if you wouldn't mind, is about the threat that AI, social media, is playing on the lives of our young people. And almost every kid 12 up has one of these cell phones in their pockets. A lot of parents don't monitor, I guess, the sorts of information the tamariki and rangatahi are being exposed to. We've seen social media bans in other countries, and I know we are considering this. How important an issue for the welfare of our tamariki do you believe social media and the looming threats of AI pose?
It is a hugely important issue. Just to round out briefly, Dale, on the school lunch issue, I really want to emphasise that few public policies in Aotearoa, New Zealand offer such a direct way to make a difference for tamariki and mokopuna here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. You mentioned that we are in the time of heading into a general election. I want to see all parties across our parliament commit to a national project of significance that's enduring, that prioritises ending child poverty, and strengthening this healthy school lunch program needs to be one of those tangible actions that carries through into that national project of significance to reduce child poverty. When it comes to this issue of AI and social media, you're right, it is another big issue that is affecting the lives of tamariki and mokopuna here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and around the world. We have recently published a report, you can find it on our website, manamokopuna.org.nz, where we've heard from many mokopuna around Aotearoa, New Zealand, directly about what they think we need to be doing to make the online world safer for them, to prevent online harm, and it also presents their views on this proposed ban on social media for under 16-year-olds. What they are clearly telling us, these mokopuna, whose voices have too often been left out of the conversation on something that does affect them, what they're clearly telling us is that harm is occurring online, but they also want us to remember that there are some positive aspects of the online world, including social media, that they want to be included in. So, for example, for many mokopuna, they find connection, identity, and belonging in online spaces. They use the online world as a space to get really important information about the world around them and to learn. And for some mokopuna, it's a place where they're actually, building their own social enterprise and business, or connecting with others around advocacy issues. So mokopuna are clearly saying, yes, please do better to prevent harm. Let's do that through better accountability of these big tech companies and through better regulation, but make sure at the same time we can still participate in the online world and social media in the positive aspects of our lives.
Tēnā koe, Sue, and the best to you as well for Matariki Puanga, time to reflect, pause, give thanks, reset, recharge. There's much to be done, and I appreciate your stellar mahi in your role as Children's Commissioner. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe,
Del. Kia ora. You're 603 Urban Māori Radio. Before we go to